She's a marketing maven. She has defined the marketing strategies for some of South Africa's biggest companies. But here at High FM, we just call her Dina Diamond. This is Monday Marketing.
Dina Diamond, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, and to you. Yeah, sure. The world is changing. It's mad. It's hard to process, actually.
So that's, I think that's what we're all dealing with, you know, and maybe that's why, you know, I don't know how many times a day I say, like, this is unprecedented. This is, like, I don't know. Like, this is, we've never seen this before. We're living in completely, we are totally out at sea in terms of knowing what to do and how to behave.
Yeah, completely. It is actually, it's another level. Like, you actually wake up every morning, and I've spoken to a lot of people who say the same, that it is just completely surreal. Like, it is completely surreal. Like, when you're driving on the streets, it's dead quiet. When you are in the offices, when you go to the shops, no matter what it is, everything you touch, like, every part of normal day, supposed normal day life, has changed. And I think we all have to adjust it. And it's very hard for people to adjust to, because, as you say, it's completely and utterly unprecedented.
Yeah, and it's very nerve-wracking. I mean, I know that I recorded a podcast in Rosebank yesterday. And straight afterwards, I went, there's a Woolworths there just to get a coffee. And I was holding my computer, and I was about to put my computer down. And I thought, no, don't put that down. Don't touch anything. And then I picked up a plastic lid to put on the takeaway cup. And I thought, ooh. So I don't know if I want to do that. So then I went into the Woolworths and got a hand sanitizer wipe, and I thought, oh, you know what, we're going mad. And then by mistake, going down the escalators, because I get all dizzy and stuff, I wasn't going to touch the side of the thing, even though there's a big sign to say that they are cleaning the handrails all the time, but I did touch it, and then, like, it's just mad. I'm in danger of driving myself completely batty.
Yeah, and the only reason I'm laughing is because I've done exactly the same thing. And I think we've seen posts as well on Facebook. It's crazy.
Yeah, we completely make ourselves, we can, but on the other side, on the other hand, and this is what I wanted to talk to you about this morning, is it does present us with an opportunity. And I have to say that spending time at home, more time at home with my kids and with, you know, with my whole family has had a very positive impact.
I know, even for you.
Even for me, so too. And if I can find the positive in being at home, then anybody can, surely.
Yeah, you know, actually, because that's what I really was thinking about the other day. So yes, as much as it has fundamentally changed our lives, as much as it means that we have to be in lockdown, or that people are stockpiling like groceries and going a bit hysterical, and there's no toilet paper, and the kids aren't at school, it does get us to actually stop and rethink. And as we said, because it's completely unprecedented, when we say we even go on holiday, like in a December or whenever it might be, over April during Pesach, we never really stop. We're traveling, we're running around, we're out, people are socializing, you have to have people over, you're cooking, you're cleaning, and you never really completely stop, which is where we are at the moment. I mean, we are completely stopped. There's no air travel. There's no one running around. You're not inviting people over. If anything, you're completely social distancing. People who generally, again, like you and me and some others, normally want to be with people, who are energized by people, who have to be with people, are finding themselves in a situation where you can't be. And what do you do? And again, it gets you to stop and rethink. And you know what? Actually, so there are some positives that I think we need to focus on, because yes, they're negatives and we can dwell on it and we can panic and everyone can have anxiety, but there is some positive. There are definitely some positives. And I think being at home with your kids as well is one. And also looking at different ways and options to sort of entertain them and entertain yourself. I mean, my kids as well, we decided to do a yoga class online yesterday. We all the kids, like, had a mat and we sat and we actually did a yoga class together. And it was amazing. It was really, like, a great experience. And I think you need to look at what you can do and how you can get closer to your kids. And everyone seems to be in a great mood, ironically enough. So they're not going stir crazy. They're entertaining. They're doing it. We've set up a schedule for schoolwork. And it really does work.
And it's actually been fairly positive, which is interesting.
It has been.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, I was reading actually, the latest book I'm actually reading is the Arianna Huffington book. I don't know if you've seen it, Thrive. She's the one who actually started the Huffington Post.
Is Thrive the one where she actually talks about sleep deprivation?
Yes. And herself and how,
yeah,
and how she was just running like on a hamster wheel, and how, I mean, I'm not through the book yet. I've got lots of time to get through it. There's sort of just even in her intro, she quotes a little Dr. Seuss thing, which I want to just read to you because it's just so fantastic. It says here, it says, Dr. Seuss summed it up beautifully. How did it get so late so soon? He wrote, it's night before it's afternoon. December is here before it's June. My goodness, how the time has flown. How did it get so late so soon? And I think that is where we always all are, is that we just don't know where time goes and how it passes. And this actually makes us stop and actually think that we can actually do other things, like reconnect.
Yeah, it's been incredible. As Ansan says, the escalator thing is because you're flat-footed. All right. Well, thank you for that.
No need to be so nasty in times like
this. Exactly. Actually, no, I think they are. We do, because it's just, that's normal. And Mervyn says, by the time this virus is done, everybody is going to be OCD. Well, there's not even a question. I'm well on my way.
Well, that's also, I think, a positive that comes out of this, is that there's some people who have, shall we say, some literally questionable hygiene. And after this, we won't be doing that, because people who never washed their hands before in the bathroom, and you saw them leave and judge them, they will be washing their hands because they have to.
It is true. And I think we're seeing a tremendous uptake of these types of initiatives throughout South African society. Every company you go into, wherever you go, there's hand sanitizer everywhere. I think people are aware.
Do you know what I like about it is that when you're now standing in a queue, people don't stand so close to you anymore.
So, you know, can I tell you something? At Woolworths yesterday, because as I say, we were in Rosebank Mall for this podcast, people were standing too close.
Oh, my gosh.
And I found that completely completely offensive.
It really is.
Woolworths people, I expected more. I expected more from people at Woolworths.
Did you not have your trolley as an extra gadget?
Well, the truth is, it wasn't me really standing in the line. My wife was there. I went to buy the coffee. So, but then when I looked at her, I thought, do I have to quarantine her? Because, you know, those people have been very, very close. So, yeah, I don't know. I thought
Woolworths people have been acting very strange lately.
Yes.
They're the ones that finished the toilet paper as well.
They are.
Number one. Is they brought this virus back. Because as somebody said, they're the people that can afford to travel to Italy in March.
Yes,
they're the people who name their bread. You know, they call it focaccia and all sorts of things. They've got names for their bread. And now they're not behaving properly in queues at Woolworths.
So unbecoming.
It is unbecoming. I don't know. I expected more from a Woolworths customer. I really did.
Although, I do have to tell you, so I've been watching the flow of activity at Woolworths ever since. So when Cyril had his first speech, there was complete pandemonium. There was nothing tinned on the shelves. There was no meat. There was no fresh produce. There was not a tomato left. Whereas last night, I was in Woolworths, and there actually were a couple of things that weren't there before. So there was some fresh produce. Not a fortune, but there was. The tin stuff wasn't completely taken out. And I mean, we have to realize also that there are manufacturers who do have more products, so let's not completely panic.
Yeah, so I can tell you, we've done very little on the stockpiling thing. Really, in fact, nothing. Aside from hand sanitizer when I panicked initially, and I'm not proud of that. But, but aside from...
You're still holding onto your bottle.
I am. It actually doesn't go as fast as I thought it would, you know. It's, anyway. But
the one in my car does, I'm just saying.
Yes, the one in the cars always do, because every time you get into that car, you
touch anything.
Absolutely. But yesterday, I can tell you, in Rosebank, again at Woolworths, it was the shelves were full. There just wasn't, and I still don't understand why people are stockpiling fruit and vegetables. It just doesn't. I mean, what do you want to make compost? Like, what do you want to do with that? I don't know. I don't understand it at all.
It's mad. But let me tell you what's going on in the rest of the world that I also think is quite positive. All right. So I think this one's for Greta. Mm-hmm. So in terms of what has happened, I think you've also mentioned it in terms of China, in terms of India, the smog and the pollution that has always been so prevalent, but you can't even see the sky, that is down completely. In fact, a pollution monitoring satellite operated by NASA and the European Space Agency has actually noted that there's a massive decrease in air pollution over China. And it actually shows a complete reduction in nitrogen dioxide. And it's the first time that, like in the, like recent history, that there's actually been this reduction. So there really is like a massive, massive difference. So the Earth has actually been sort of the unintended beneficial recipient of this whole entire virus.
Which is incredible, actually, because it's how we talk about, it's how we talk about, I've been saying, the world resetting.
Absolutely. It's completely resetting. And I mean, an amazing thing as well, I've seen the images in Venice of the canals that are now clean. There's wildlife that's returned. There's swans. There's dolphins. It's a beautiful thing to see. I mean, whereas you look at pictures, if you compare when there are tourists compared to what's going on now, it's a complete difference. And people don't realize the effect that all of that has on nature and the environment. And it completely is showing itself right now.
So I think there is a level of anxiety that we all feel. And I don't think that we should be sort of ignoring that completely. But I do think at the same time, we should look at the incredible amount that this is teaching us. It is realigning us completely. Dina, your thoughts?
So I couldn't agree more. So absolutely, I don't think we can negate what's really going on. I don't think we can negate the health issues and the risks, especially that there are to older people, to our parents, to grandparents.
And financial
stress. Absolutely. I think we have to be so cognizant of all of that. And again, if you look at what Anthony was talking about, the unemployment rate in Israel, I mean, it's a crazy thing to think that there was zero unemployment pretty much, and now it's at 16%. So people are losing their jobs everywhere. I think also just I've been speaking all over, obviously, because everyone's at home now. I'm connecting with all my friends all over the world again, which is a really nice positive. A friend of mine took me on a walkabout in New York City last night. And she said, so it was 1 o'clock in the morning our time. So it was like about 6 o'clock in the evening their time, 6, 7. And she was walking around the streets of New York by Lincoln Center. And she said to me, she has to actually go outside. When she phoned me, she was actually indoors. She said, I'm actually going onto the street to show you how quiet it is. Because, I mean, I lived in New York for 3 years and I could not believe what she was even talking about. She said to me, it's completely eerie. She went down the stairs. She looked. She showed me the entire street. I mean, technology is amazing today, which is also a positive that we're so connected that we really can keep in touch. Anyway, so she took me through a walk down to Lincoln Center and down Broadway on the Upper West Side. And I cannot tell you, it's such a crazy thing to see New York City shut down. She's completely shut down. The movie theaters are shut down. The shops are shut down. She said, if you go to a restaurant, if you need a takeaway, they've closed the doors. You have to knock on the door. They'll give it to you. She said only the pharmacies and supermarkets are open, only 20 people allowed in at the same time, which is a crazy, crazy thing. She says people are losing their jobs. I spoke to a friend of mine in Australia. She said people are losing their jobs also in quarantine. I mean, never mind their Bondi Beach story. I don't know if you saw how many people were on Bondi Beach, but they had to actually shut it down as well.
Really ridiculous.
Because that was really not social distancing and really not good for the Australians. You're supposed to be so law-abiding. I've spoken to friends in the UK, in London, also shut down. And I think when you're in a city, I've mentioned this before, but when we're in South Africa and you've got great weather and you've got a bit more space and you can go outdoors, and if you're lucky enough to have a garden and potentially a pool, you've got more space to be in quarantine or to be at home and not feel as trapped or as isolated, I guess. But for people who live in small apartment buildings and who really maybe even aren't even alone, don't have family, it's extremely isolating. So if you've seen, and this is a positive, which I think is amazing. I don't know if you've seen the videos in Israel and in Italy where the blocks of apartment buildings all get together
and sing.
And they sing Justin Bieber.
Oh, no, they don't do Justin Bieber.
They did. I'm going to send you the video.
See,
they
people
did.
Are
they
losing their minds.
Justin Bieber. He's a unifying force all on his own.
Look, the truth is I'm a bit of a fan, so I'm not.
I'm a total don't mock the Biebs. I'm a believer.
Exactly. Incredible, though. Absolutely unbelievable. We don't have a lot of time, Dina, but I do want to just touch on the passing over the weekend of Saul Kirzner.
Yeah, so a true legend, a true great, a South African entrepreneur, someone who was so inspirational, someone who didn't just make it in South Africa, he made it completely global and made it globally. And if you look at what he created from Atlantis overseas, so in the Bahamas, in Dubai, just the vision that he had to create Sun City, the Beverly Hills, Sun International. He was just such an absolute icon, mm. such a legend. I was very fortunate enough to have met him and interviewed him. He was one of the winners at the SA, at the Jewish Achiever Awards for the South African Jewish Report. And he was so gracious and so lovely and so quirky and just full of energy and life. That it was just an absolute honor and privilege to meet him. So he's a massive loss to South Africa, to our community, and I think to the global community because he was such an icon. And unfortunately, yes, his passing can't even be sort of mourned properly because of the current restrictions. But they say that there will be a memorial in about a year for him.
Where is he going to be buried?
In South Africa.
In South Africa. Amazing.
So, I mean, his whole family are here, and he also had a home in Half Bay.
Right.
So, and he's been sick for a while.
Mm.
What was also crazy was
when he passed away on Saturday evening, is the first assumption was that it was COVID-19. And people said, no, it's really not. It really is not.
Yeah, I know he's had cancer for a while.
Right.
And I know he had a lot of really good friends here, so I think that it will be felt. But as a massive, massive loss. And also he himself was an absolute marketing genius. When we talk about marketing genius, he was the epitome of that. But also he just had the courage of his convictions. He had the vision. He went and he built an empire.
I mean, when you look at Sun City, then he just took this random place in the middle of nowhere and just turned this into this world-class resort. And it was a crazy idea.
Yeah, I mean, every time I'm there, I stand in awe and wonder how he even thought about this. I mean, like, to put it literally is in the middle of nowhere. It's surrounded by mountains. It was because it was Bophuthatswana at that stage and you could get the gambling rights.
Yes, yes.
But it's just the vision and what is there. It's just, it literally is world class. Absolutely. In fact, I was in Dubai and I went to Atlantis to go see it and I was like, no, Sun City is much better.
Amazing. In fact, he should actually be buried at Sun City, as far as I'm concerned. Really, I mean, that's just, but Dina Diamond, thank you thank you. It's somewhere in the lost city somewhere.
Exactly.
Sure, they could find something there. Thank you as always. We'll chat to you, if not during the course of the week, we'll chat to you next Monday. Stay healthy and stay positive and keep.
And guys, you know what? Stay positive, because there is a lot of positive that we can take out of this. We can spend time with our kids. We can help them grow. We can help them learn. We can bake. We can cook. We can do exercise together.
Look, I'm a bit worried about that, by the way, because somebody messaged me yesterday to say, just to let me know that her daughter unfortunately came across somebody who has tested positive. So the whole family has gone into quarantine. And I said, oh my goodness, shame. Are you okay? And she said, I'll show you just how okay we are. And she sent me photo after photo of bread that they'd been baking. I think this COVID-19 is going to cost us collectively lots and lots of kilos, because everybody is home and everybody is baking. I don't know, kitchen.
Everyone is baking, but there's also zillions of people who are doing workout videos.
Yes, that's true.
Again, if you wanted to learn yoga, Pilates, it's all on the internet.
Now's your time. Don't do it.
It's on YouTube. Go look it up.
100%. Dina Diamond.
People are using toilet paper as props. I'll send you that as well.
Dina Diamond. Thanks as always. It is 8:31.